KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, and it's currently 67 degrees. We look for scattered showers and thunderstorms today, a high of 79. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency. They're located on the square in Greenfield. Well, National Weather Service says some storms will be around this morning before dissipating, with a brief break from the storms expected during the late morning and early afternoon hours. Additional storms are then forecast to develop by mid to late afternoon and persist into this evening. A few of the storms will be strong to severe with large hail and damaging winds, the primary threat from those storms. Additional thunderstorm chances will persist from midweek into at least the first half of this weekend, with the highest chances over southern Iowa. The severe weather potential, though, appears to be low at this time, at least through the end of the week. The U.S. House has approved a $19 billion disaster relief package that includes flood aid for Iowans, and the president is likely to sign it into law yet this week. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
The bill passed the U.S. Senate late last month, but three House Republicans blocked a procedural move last week to send the bill to the president. They argued it added to the deficit and failed to provide money to federal agencies that manage migrants at the southern border. 58 House Republicans voted against the aid package last night, but it passed with the support of 354 House members, including all four Iowans. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Third District Congresswoman Cindy Axne of West Des Moines said it's a crucial bill that provides money to help Iowans rebuild and recover. Senator Grassley said the bill includes financial help for farmers who lost stored grain to flooding. Fifth District Congresswoman Abby Finkenauer of Dubuque said that Iowa flood victims desperately need this help from the federal government. And Congressman Dave Loebsack of Iowa City said while he's pleased the bill has passed, he said it was despicable for Republicans to block its advance last week. May rainfall ended up just a little short of being double the normal average. State climatologist Justin Glisson says we got trapped in a pattern that simply wouldn't go away.
What we were seeing is the jet stream was effectively locked in across the state. So every two or three days we would get, you know, measurable rainfall over parts of the state. Statewide where we turned out is 8.32 inches preliminarily. And that will make it the fourth wettest May on record.
He says average rainfall for May is 4.5 inches, and the month ended up just a little bit on the cooler side of average.
We were below average, not too bad, about 3 degrees under what we would expect. Normal temperatures about 60 degrees. We came in about 57.
Glisson said with all the cloudy days, the 3-degree difference from the average was a little surprising.
Not as cool as it would have seemed with, you know, all the rainfall that we had across the state.
He says the climatological out early on for June show that equal chance for both higher and lower than normal rainfall and temperatures. Glisson says the mid-May outlook showed a little warmer and less rainfall in the outlook.
So it looks like we might be shifting towards what we would expect climatologically across the state. June tends to be the wettest month of the year, and we start to have longer days and warmer temperatures. So we shall see as we move forward.
The wetter than average June comes after March and April were both slightly below average in precipitation. Well, thanks to the wet weather, it's been decades since Iowa farmers were so far behind in planting their expected corn and soybean crops. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported Monday that 80% of the expected corn crop had been planted in Iowa in the week that ended Sunday. That's 3 weeks behind the 5-year average and the smallest percentage planted since 1982, when 76% of the crop had been planted. The 41% of the soybean crop that has been planted was the smallest percentage since 1993. The soybean crop is 13 days behind the 5-year average. Last week, Iowa farmers had an average of 1.3 days suitable for field work. The number was even smaller in the lower third of the state. Well, the Creston Police Department reports a resident of the 500 block of North Division said on Monday that sometime during the previous night, someone had shot his vehicle with what appeared to be paintballs, causing damage to the windshield of the vehicle while it was parked in front of his residence. The damage was estimated at $150. And a woman residing in the 300 block of North Birch in Creston was arrested on a charge of theft in the fifth degree. Carrie Langill, age 41, was cited and released on a promise to appear in court. In our funeral announcements, Carol Miller, age 81, of Greenfield, died Thursday in Creston. A mass of Christian burial for Carol Miller will be this morning at 10:30 at St. John's Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has the arrangements. Willard Edwin Dittmer, age 94, of Shelby, died Thursday. Funeral services for Willard Dittmer will be today at 11 a.m. at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Dean Schlater, age 84, of Exira, died Sunday at Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Dean Schlater will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Ralph Simmons, age 81, of Wyota, died Saturday. Funeral services for Ralph Simmons will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Wyota United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Eileen Handley, age 94, of Greenfield, died Sunday. Funeral services for Eileen Handley will be held on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Eva Simpson, age 79, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Eva Simpson will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Joe Wagner, age 69, of Atlantic, died Friday in Omaha. A Celebration of Life memorial service for Joe Wagner will be held June 10th at 10 a.m. at the Evangelical Free Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has the arrangements. Gerald Wilson, age 82, of Oakland, died Friday. Funeral services for Gerald Wilson will be on June 12th at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvened Funeral Home in Oakland has the arrangements. And John Klein, age 104, of Harlan, died Sunday. Services for John Klein are pending at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you this hour by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.